The Witch Way Spellcast with Sorceress Chisholm.
Yes, it is I, yours truly, Sorceress Chisholm. That is my name. And the Witch Way Spellcast is my game. Hi, everybody. It is I speaking into the void yet again. But it is a full moon, so it's not really the void. I guess the dark moon is kind of more in that element, but I digress. It is a Gemini full moon. I hope you're all doing well out there. It's happening on the 8th of December, 2022. It is the first full moon since we had the blood moon eclipse last month in Taurus. And that was quite a massive shift in the cosmos. Don't know about you, but I've been feeling it. Time feels different all of a sudden. Don't know if you've noticed any little subtle shifts in your awareness of things. And that's kind of what I'm going to talk about tonight on the moon. So Gemini is an air sign and its symbol is the twins. And it's about discernment and choices and perception. So I'm not surprised really that perceptions have shifted somewhat, altered somewhat. A lot got thrown into that void, I guess you can say. The liminal space that is the moon and what it represents in our psyches. So the Gemini moon is happening. The final moon of 2022. Can't believe it's December. Actually, yes, I can believe it's December. We're just going around and round and round on this wheel. So now it's the traditional festival of Krampusnacht up in the Germanic Scandinavian countries. This creature goes around and scares the bejesus out of kids in order to make them behave. They have a similar festival here in Japan as well. So yeah, terrorize your kids, make them behave. Why not? Seems to have worked for many centuries. It's pretty dark anyway. So yeah, Christmas is around the corner, the solstice, Saturnalia, whatever it is that you, dear listener, celebrate this time of year, the silly season, as it were. And Gemini is kind of apt because Gemini loves a party. Gemini is the life of the party. Gemini is the trickster, ruled by Mercury, of course. So it's about communication, it's about fun, it's about imagination. It's also very much about words and how do you express yourself? Yeah, is it in song? Is it in writing? And what is it that you're reading as well? Information. So yeah, the Gemini moon is opposing the sun in Sagittarius. And this axis is known as the learning belief axis. And Sagittarius is generally pretty dogmatic. Sag kind of thinks they know everything. But Gemini is like, why? You know, that kind of duality, shall we say. And yes, there is a lot of duality in this full moon. So don't be surprised if you start to sort of notice things, you know, about yourself that are coming out. Could be Jekyll and Hyde kind of thing. Could be shadow work. Could also be hanging out with your best mate, which is you. So yeah, what have I got here? Let me just tell you what's going on. So the ruler of this lunation is Mercury, naturally. And not only because of the Gemini moon. So our friend Mars is currently retrograde in Gemini. So Mars and the moon are hanging out on this full moon. But Mars doesn't really like to be retrograde. Mars is the action man, you know. In retrograde, he's kind of being forced to, you know, sit on his chops and chew the cud. And he doesn't like doing that. So in Gemini, he's questioning a lot of things. So Mars is going to be retrograde until middle of January, around the 12th. And Mars is about, you know, many things, action, motivation, energy. It's also the god of war. It's also the god of strategy and, fire. So there is a little bit, I don't know, it's kind of spinning wheels maybe. Things maybe aren't quite taking off the ground just yet. And that's okay. So, you know, Mars and Gemini conjunct this moon, to me, it's this opportunity to reflect on your motivations. Why are you even doing what you're doing? What are you even inspired to do? Okay, so that's a pretty big deal. It's also a bit of a warning to mind your words. Mind your manners. Manners make the man, right? Things could be spoken out of context, potentially. It's important to take space right now. And Mercury, our friend Mercury, who's also associated with Gemini, the ruler of Gemini and Virgo, Mercury is about to go retrograde. And Mercury retrograde will station retrograde on the 17th of December. And then it will be officially retrograde between the 28th of December. And then it will station direct on the 18th of January. However, the shadow zone, you may have heard about Mercury retrograde, it's kind of like the inertia of it having gone retrograde. It doesn't really come back fully direct until about the 7th of February. So we've got a nice little spell of Mercury and Mars being retrograde together. So yay, that's going to be awesome. So please just check your tempers at the door. Just take a big chill pill whenever you feel the rage, which might happen. It, you know, Christmas can be a stressful time, right? And a lot of us are going to be seeing family. So, you know, family, love them, but they can stress you out. So if you need to take some time out, do it. Mercury in Capricorn is giving us the opportunity to ground this. Capricorn is an earth sign. And it's a stolid sign. It's a stoic sign. So it's not all bad. It's just a really good opportunity for us to really ground it in there and consider, what are we communicating? What's our story? Yeah. This has been coming up a lot for me lately about, what stories am I actually telling people about myself, about my perception of the world? You know, have I got, I've got memories, of course, but do I also have people who could corroborate those things? You know, have I done my research? Mercury loves to research. He's a curious cat, you know, he likes to get out and find out what the world is made from. So in Capricorn, it's a good idea to, look at the bones of it and get the structure really solid. So when Mars and Mercury go direct around February, mid-February, we'll be in the clear and it'll be all systems go by then. So there might be these frustrations because the moon and Mars are conjunct in Gemini. So it's okay though. Just be mindful of your choices and consider what's worth your time, your energy, etc. Be discerning about things, okay? Ground it. Yeah, it's about the story. It's about the narrative. It's an opportunity to rewrite the story of your life. The person you were, 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago or more, isn't the same person who's listening to this podcast right now. Things are coming through. We're getting a lot of spiritual support from our celestial friends, and especially around the solstice on December 21st, 22nd, the winter solstice in the north and summer solstice in the south, because good old Jupiter has finally decided to get his ass out of Pisces and back into Aries. So there we've got, you know, Action Man happening there. Jupiter's got a lot of heft. It's a massive planet, in case you haven't noticed. So goes without saying that it's going to have an impact once it goes back into Aries for good. It's not going to retrograde again. So that's good news. And Jupiter's the life of the party as well. You know, even though it's called Io Saturnalia, which venerates Saturn, Saturn isn't really known for being a party animal. But it's still about time and how we spend it. And are we having fun? Are we having frivolities? Are we scaring the crap out of children and having fun with our, you know, beasts, so to speak? So there are some deep shifts. There are some really good lessons for growth. What are you perceiving and what are you receiving? Mars being retrograde is also about the ego. And at this time, the ego may be feeling a little bit, okay, am I balanced? Am I doing what I need to do to stay healthy here? Or am I, you know, sliding into these delusions of grandeur when really it should be time for contemplation? Yeah, it's a really interesting time of year as well. What with, you know, wrapping the year up, reflecting on the year. What was 2022 for you? A bunch of stuff happened. A bunch of great stuff happened. So yeah, reflection is actually really spot on right now. So I think those are the main points that I wanted to bring up tonight on the Which Way Spellcast. I've had a great year. I'm actually really happy that I got to go home to Australia and see my folks and my family. I'm very blessed and I'm very happy to be bringing you my monthly podcasts. It's a lot of fun for me, and I've made some headway with the music as well, so that's really good. So I'm going to play a song later, one of my originals, so I hope you'll stick around for that. And up next, I'm going to pull a tarot card. Okay, so what did we do last time? Last time was Knight of Wands. That was pretty spot on. Had a lot of motivation to go out and enjoy myself, which has been fantastic. So now we're looking ahead. What's going to happen for this month and the end of this year? What is it that we need to reflect on? As Mars moons in Gemini, well, retrogrades in Gemini, but let's give him all the motivation and all the courage to be our true selves. All right, let's have a look. Pulling a card. We got Temperance again. Temperance came up a couple months ago, actually. So perhaps this is the card of the year. It's a reminder of the Temperance that you were able to exercise this year. My go-to mantra was, people make their choices. And it really helped to just detach any kind of, you know, narky thing I might say to that person. Oh, what are you thinking? Oh, you don't need that. What are you doing that for? Or, you know, passing some kind of, you know, judgment on people. It's easy to judge people. So Temperance has been useful for me because I'm super judgy. And of course, I have to, you know, keep it to myself because, hey, people no doubt judge me as well, right? As I get older, I don't care as much. They can, you know, what they think of me is their own affair, right? But yeah, this has helped me to maintain my compassion because it's been a shit year on many fronts, right? The war is still happening in Ukraine. It seems to be getting even uglier. So much ugliness revealing itself right now. And, you know, how do you deal with that? How do you handle that? So this is going back to you doing the practices that help you feel balanced and help you feel connected and grounded. And temperance is, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. I love temperance. Every time temperance comes up, I just like, oh, thank you. So yeah, she's saying have fun. Don't drink too much. Make sure you drink some water alongside all of your eggnogs and your, you know, mulled wine and what have you. So yeah, that's it. That's the tarot card for the end of 2022. Blessed be.
The Witch Way Spellcast with Sorceress Chisholm.
Okay, thanks everybody. I've got my song to play for you, but I just wanted to have a moment where it's not so structured. I just kind of wanted to, you know, just trip the light fantastic a little bit with words, because this is my medium. I'm coming to you through your headphones or speakers or wherever you're listening to me right now. And I do appreciate your listenership. It really means the world to me. I've always enjoyed entertaining people, edutaining people, educating people. I know a few things. I think I know a few things. I'm constantly learning. And this is part of it as well. This is the axis, the Gemini Sag axis, which is great. It's a really cool time of year. I really like that kind of energy. And it's kind of like, oh, okay, we don't have to be so serious about ourselves. You know, after the Taurus, Scorpio, you know, sex and death, you know, life and death kind of polarity. It's kind of like, all right, how do we, you know, process all of that stuff? What do we make of it, right? So yeah, Christmas is coming up. Solstice is coming up. I hope you all have a fantastic time, safe time with your people, whether you're, you know, in your homeland or whether you're somewhere else on the planet. We're on planet Earth. She's our homeland. And I pray and wish a wonderful, festive Saturnalia, solstice, Christmas, Hanukkah, all of the festivals that are happening this time of year. And I'm going to sign off with a toast. I've got my gin and tonic here, so cheers everybody. And thank you so much for your love and support, and I'll see you in the new year. Cheers everyone. Kanpai. Okay. I'm going to play you a song now. This is from my Lost and Found album. And I wrote it after an experience I had in Hawaii. And it was a magical, beautiful experience. And so I want to share it with you. This is called Flower and the Bee. Take care, everybody. And I'll see you on the next podcast.
our souls met as the sunset touched the sea. And then all the stories came out, the pain and the fear and the doubt. I saw the signs of my former crimes played about. So tender.